Good morning, friends around the world. As we continue looking at ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we are close to and those we love through this meditation series, let's consider that curiosity builds bridges. When Trish and I opened a homeless center in 2008, we had many new experiences with people and building relationships. One of the many fond memories I have of serving our beloved people is a story that illustrates how judgment builds walls and curiosity builds bridges. There was a fellow who came in with his girlfriend frequently. I'll call him Joe. Joe was clearly addicted to some drugs, as he would often come in to us very high and sometimes even non-functional. In the beginning, I was filled with my judgments. I thought, here's what seems to be an otherwise functional individual. Why can't he get into recovery and go get a job? That, my friend, was not a question. Rather, a judgment disguised as a question. Then one day I sat down with Joe and said to him, "So Joe, tell me your story." He then began to confess to me that he was really struggling with his addiction to pain meds and crack cocaine. And he told me he used to have a really good job in construction, until one day he fell 4 stories from a building and landed on his feet. Yes, on his feet. Well, that may have saved his life, but it wasn't without a cost. You see, when Joe landed, both of his leg bones went through both cheeks of his butt. Although he could walk, he lived in constant, excruciating pain. Yes, there but by the grace of God, go I. In my judgment of Joe, I built a wall between us. I'm not like him. Then I practiced curiosity. I asked Joe to make the connection, to tell me his story. To this day, I have a great love for him and, well, my compassion, my curiosity has created a human connection between us that I don't believe will ever die. Let's define curiosity. It's an independent inquiry into the other person's thoughts, feelings, experiences, or desires. It's dependent on the other person's involvement and input. You know, curiosity has 2 forms: curiosity about ourselves and curiosity about others. Let's look at curiosity about ourselves first. We develop what psychologists call an observing ego. We become able to step outside of ourselves and observe how we react with others. We're able to see how others see us. It's an 1881 situation. Let's look at curiosity about others. We give up mind reading. We don't ascribe motives. We don't assume. We make every attempt to make a human connection. Let's spend the rest of the time we have together this morning and consider these things. First, I acknowledge that some relationships are indeed unhealthy, and walls or boundaries need to be in place for my own emotional well-being. Consider those relationships. Second, how do I think my judgments have separated me from the very people I'd like to be connected to in my life? Third, how can I practice curiosity with those very people? And lastly, do I see how judgments build walls in the relationships in my life, and that curiosity builds bridges.